Oh, where is he? My legs are getting tired, and it stinks to high hell in this alleyway. He does come down the street by the alley on his way home, right? I didn't mess anything up, did I? No way. I know the city like the back of my hand. Maybe. He's just caught up with something. Like that prissy little cheerleader girl who always throws herself at him. Oh, hey. Funny to see you here. Funny seeing you here, my ass. I bet she's just waiting around every corner to pop out at him. So annoying. Oh, hey. Funny seeing you here. Wow, what a coincidence. I was just taking a shortcut through this alley. Are you on your way home? Hey. Oh, wait. Don't walk off. Please? There's a pretty sweet cafe not far from here. You wanna grab some coffee and a donut with me or something? Yeah, bet that tummy of yours is aching after your walk. Or if that's not your style, we can crash at my place. I've always wanted to take you there. We've got a personal chef who'll whip up anything your little heart desires. Just say the word. She's awesome. Oh, come on. Just give me a chance. What's so bad about me, huh? You never even gave me a second look before you just up and decided to pretend I don't exist. How is that fair? No, I wasn't waiting here for you to walk by. Don't be ridiculous. I mean, I like you, but I would never. Hey, who's this? Your friend? No. Hey, keep moving, buddy. We don't want any trouble. Uh-oh, I don't think he's some passerby. Whoa, watch where you're putting that thing. This space is worth more than your entire being, organs and all. Don't mess it up. Seriously. Give you our wallets. Not a chance in heaven. Just relax. I got this. He's just a common thief. You're stubborn, eh? Go ahead. Fire that pea shooter off if you want to so badly. You made a big mistake robbing two people at once. Take a shot at one of us, and the other will have you on the ground before you know what hit you. But that wasn't the only mistake you made. And far from the biggest. You see this necklace? Get a good. That's right. It's my family crest. You're talking to the daughter of the most powerful mob boss in the city. How dare you point that gun at me? You should be on your knees, kissing my feet and begging for forgiveness. Oh, now you're sorry, huh? Where'd that tough guy go now? You still want our wallets? Go ahead and shoot me then, and my father will scour the earth to hunt you. And when he catches you, well, I'll leave that to your imagination. You'll move, Buster. I'm just waiting. Yeah, that's what I thought. Run away and don't come back. If I see your face in this town again, you're dead meat. What an amateur. Didn't even get a getaway car or nothing. Anyways, where were we? Hey, you all right? You look like you just saw a ghost. Oh yeah? I'm mafia. Sorry, I probably should have told you that sooner. You know, because it has all sorts of implications if you're even just around me, but just wanted you to see me as normal. Oh, it wasn't because I didn't trust you, silly. I do. Even though I know you don't like me. You won't tell anyone, will you? Promise me that? Hey, relax. I'm not gonna do nothing to you if you don't promise. All that talk about hunting him down was just for him. You're different. And this is why I never told you about my family. I promise, I'm as normal as it gets. And my father, he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life. Honest. I mean, unless you mess with me. And you wouldn't want to do that, would you? Hold on, hold on. All I'm saying is, if you didn't take me out on a date, and my father somehow heard about it, well. Oh, you will? Really? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. How about this Friday night? We can walk by the river together. Sounds good. Great. I'll see you there. On. He's late again. He wouldn't really stand me up, would he? I mean, what if I scared him so badly that he immediately went home, packed his bags, and is halfway across the country by now? It was just a mild threat. I only somewhat implied that I would send an army of mobsters after him if he turned me down. I didn't actually mean it. You knew that, right? I didn't say in a way that made it sound like I was serious, did I? I mean, come on. I wouldn't do that. Well, not to that degree, at least. What if he really thought I meant it, though? Oh no. What if he thinks I'm crazy? Ugh, I'm overthinking again. Hey, don't touch me. My dad's a mafia boss. Oh, well, look who decided to show their pretty little mug again. I knew you couldn't resist my charms for long. Or my questionable family background. Regardless of why you decided to come, I'm glad you did. And looking so handsome, too. Hey, don't be so anxious. I promise there aren't any mafia guys watching us behind trees or on top of buildings with sniper rifles or anything. I specifically requested that they leave us alone for this one. Just for you. I'll try the best. And hey, it's a beautiful night. The moon's out. We have the whole park to ourselves. I requested that too. You're welcome, by the way. I say I did pretty well with the location. Really? Yeah, of course you like it. I'm just that much of a romantic, you know? But is there anything you think I made a good choice with? Maybe something more aesthetically pleasing? Yeah, the view of the city is nice. Really nice. And I got a new dress and everything. Oh, nothing. Come on, let's walk around a little and see the sights. So, how is... I'm sorry. I'm not really sure what to talk about with you. To be honest, I never really believed I would make it this far with you, as much as I hoped. So, I didn't really have a plan. Yeah. I know it's late, but... I guess I just had this fantastical image in my head where we would meet under the moonlight and dance and kiss and fall head over heels for each other and all that fairy tale garbage. But I know that's a delusion. I know it's not fair for you to, for me to put those expectations on you. When you really want nothing to do with me. Are you gonna say something? Please, just say something. Anything. You know I don't like being ignored. Okay, look. I admit that I went too far. I admit that I forced you into this, and you wouldn't be here if it weren't for me making it a literal matter of life and death for you, but what am I supposed to do? Seriously. Tell me. Because I have no idea. I was raised with a silver spoon in my mouth. Nobody ever said no to me. I had everything any kid could ask for except a real relationship. So, I had plenty of friends at school, sure, but everyone just crowded around me because I was rich and cool and I looked like I had my whole life set up before me, But I was lonely. I'm still lonely. I have everything in the world, but I'm so empty, and I have no idea how to fill this hole inside me because I've never learned what it's like to be a real fucking human being. It's pathetic. I know. So forgive me for going this far, because I love you. Because you are all I ever wanted. And that's missing in my life. I brought out the biggest park in the city for the night. I planned a whole candlelight dinner for us. I rented a ballroom for us to dance. I even got a dress in your favorite color. And you didn't even notice. Maybe I am a dumb, spoiled, rotten rich girl who throws a tantrum when she doesn't get her way. But is it so bad to want you? Is that so bad? What was that? You are waiting for me to say that. You idiot. You're damn right you deserve that. Shut up. I'm not smiling. Okay. Maybe I am. I'm just really happy right now. Come here. Kiss me again. I gotcha. Wait, stop. You're ruining my makeup. This took so long to put on. Wait.